Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments, and your emails at drdahlia.com. So one of our listeners asked, where do pediatricians stand on the abortion issue? Are they against abortion or pro-abortion? And it's kind of interesting because doctors are very, very mixed. And people have always asked me, are doctors more liberal or conservative? They might have seemed conservative at first, but I think, honestly, in professions, it's a mix and a wide array of individuals and their beliefs. Not all doctors are Jewish. People always said, well, doctors are usually Jewish. No, doctors are of any ethnicity or race or religion or... But, there's not, let's say, one solidary belief. Does the average pediatrician think the fetus is a life? I don't think there's any studies. I don't think we have any surveys. Doctors aren't very political. But when they do get political, they do seem to oftentimes kind of lean more towards parental choice. But I can't speak for all of those physicians. What I can say that I've seen among many of my colleagues is a kind of concern that we have to have so many abortions. Why abortion is such a divisive and common occurrence. Whereas, somebody, God forbid, being raped or undergoing incest or engaging in incest that ended up in a pregnancy used to be a very rare occurrence. We understand it happens, and we have means for people to be able to have a choice about what happens to the unintended pregnancy. But what is a little bit baffling is the number of unintended pregnancies with consensual sex. And with all the work and all the progress we have made with birth control, with condoms, with educating people on pregnancy and all the sex ed, unless sex ed doesn't talk about pregnancy anymore, it does blow our mind that we are still at record high numbers of women having to struggle with the decision of ending the fetus life or carrying a pregnancy they don't want. And so the abortion issue is not a happy one. It's a very concerning one. And I think... the Roe v. Wade overturn was what some pro-choice people wanted in terms of government staying the hell out. It's just when Roe v. Wade did that, it didn't keep the, or the Roe v. Wade overturn, it didn't keep the, but government will be involved to allow it. The Supreme Court said government can't even be involved. This is a personal decision for any woman and her doctor and the father of her child. This is states, if they want to allow it in their state, they could take it up. But the federal government is not allowed to mandate or intervene or et cetera. And so this hands-off by the national government is kind of a win for women who wanted people out of their, lives and decisions. But now you have states that are making laws, which they did anyway, even with Roe v. Wade. That's why Roe v. Wade was flawed, because every state was different in terms of, okay, we'll allow it, but not after 6 weeks, or we'll allow it, but not after 10 weeks. So Indiana has made the news because they passed abortion restrictions. Governor Eric Holcomb has signed this into law, and the law allows a woman or a pregnant, now they call it pregnant people, a pregnant person to abort the baby or the fetus if they have a serious health or life risk giving birth, but they have up to 20 weeks. So if there's a fetal anomaly, if there's a medical issue, or of course in the ER, if they have to choose mother or baby, if there's a hemorrhage or something else, the abortion can happen. In cases of rape or incest, abortions can happen, but only up into 10 weeks. So the Supreme Court ruled that this does not violate their Indiana Constitution, and now there's, you know, it's going to be some back and forth on, well, can a doctor get in trouble if they perform an abortion? Some people say it's not cut and dry if the mom's health was at risk or not at risk. And this is why I don't like government or politics getting involved with anything medical. I also don't like the taxpayers being dragged in and people being forced to pay for stuff that they don't want to. This really should be between the doctor and the patient. But somehow politics got involved. You know, if a person has an issue, they and their doctor alone, and maybe the family members, are the ones to decide. We have pharmacies now dragged into this as well. Leave the pharmacies out of it. If the doctor wants to prescribe the medical abortion medications, the doctor can hand them out at the clinic themselves. They don't necessarily have to force somebody to go to Walgreens or CVS or one of these other pharmacies that might have somebody that doesn't feel like they could do that with their religion. But the terminating of a consensual pregnancy, you know, is a very tough decision, even for the mom. And it's not to be taken lightly, and it should have a doctor or medical provider in the room. Some asked, why are late-term abortions happening if it's not for the medical risk? Some people might change their mind. They might not be in a relationship. They might change their mind. So I get how people are concerned about the life of the fetus. But, you know, politics does make things murky, and laws do make things confusing. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, somebody had, a while back, been a little grumpy. And I believe it was a poll where Biden was, I guess, low in the polls compared to other potential candidates. And people said, look, everything the conservatives said about Biden, where he'd be giving away the farm, where other countries will take over, there'll be a war, they were all wrong. Nobody took advantage. Biden's doing his thing. We're all here. We're all doing fine. And I didn't really read that on air because, please air whatever concerns you have, but call in. This way everybody can hear it. It's great you email me, but if you want to have a conversation, love to have you call the show at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. But when things happen in terms of a government takeover or a country takeover, or an infiltration, it doesn't necessarily have to happen quick. It could be subtle. And when it comes to countries and dynasties and all that, Rome wasn't built in a day. It took a while. It took years. Look how long it took for Israel to become a country. Things take a while. And so what would be the signs that Biden or any other president let their guard down and we were having foreign influence come in? Well, we're starting to see now some of the testimony from Devin Archer and Hunter Biden and the big guy, possibly Joe Biden, and some of their business dealings. But a very frightening report has come out where China has been infusing money into America's public schools. Now, that's a little interesting. So Republicans are now probing $17 million that has gone into U.S. public schools from the Chinese Communist Party. Apparently, these are to establish quote-unquote Confucius classrooms. This includes 143 school districts in 34 states and Washington, D.C. Seven contracts are still active in Texas, Kentucky, Minnesota, Oklahoma, Oregon, and Washington State. And these schools appear to be close to military bases. Could be a coincidence, but the report is called, quote, Little Red Classrooms, unquote. And it reveals that $17 million has been funneled from CCP-connected financial institutions into U.S. K-12 schools through Confucius Institutes and other cultural and language programs. It also states that the CCP has ties to school districts near 20 U.S. military bases, and three of the nation's top science and technology high schools have also been infiltrated. Now, according to this report, they say while the U.S. is not officially part of China's Belt and Road Initiative, Chinese state media has touted the work done by Confucius Institutes and Confucius Classrooms to further the Chinese Communist Party's global influence. Now, this didn't start in the Biden administration. This started earlier. China facilitated these relationships through grants and sister school partnerships going back to 2009. Programming and funding has varied between school districts. PDE President Nikki Neely said in a statement that the alarming evidence uncovered by the investigation should concern parents, educators, and policymakers alike. The report had been given to state and federal lawmakers in the hopes that it'll spur action. So Representative Jim Banks is, demanding the Education Department to take action with urgency in order to terminate these disturbing partnerships. And he sent a letter to Secretary Miguel Cardona. And the Chinese Communist Party, they say, according to a report to Daily Mail, is not a trustworthy partner. Accepting funding and influence from our greatest adversary is a threat to America's children and national security. So, you know, this is interesting. We have had multiple reports that people from China are coming in, possibly backed from with the government, buying American properties and properties near bases. Now, I am very, very skeptical of how, you know, media will word things. You know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we have an Air Force base in Las Vegas, Nevada, Nellis Air Force Base. So if somebody says somebody bought property to be near Nellis Air Force Base, I would then be asking about that part of town. But if they just bought in Las Vegas, a headline could say Chinese investors associated with the CCP are buying up properties near the base, near a military base. Well, I mean, we have Las Vegas and we have a base. There's Phoenix and Luke Air Force Base. I mean, there's bases, military bases in every major city. But if they are hugging up, if they are within a district or being close to that, that does look pretty, you know, suspect and concerning. And interestingly, why they would want to buy up property. And when we sold our medical office a Chinese investor bought the building. Cash. And we were, this was years ago, we were like, wow, how do you have that much cash? That was, huh. Now maybe we're in the wrong business. But many of these individuals are buying straight up cash. Now, are they able to make these cash purchases or these infusions of money because they could print more money? I mean, what exactly is going on? Now, do school districts actively work with foreign entities for funding? I thought all public schools are funded by the U.S. government. I didn't think public schools need to rely on other countries for funding. But this is obviously a little concerning. And I don't want there to be discrimination against, I mean, you know, look at what happened where people didn't trust people from Japan for decades, even though they had nothing to do with Pearl Harbor. And, you know, we don't want anti-Chinese sentiment. But if China is purchasing land near in Montana near the base, or bringing balloons, sending balloons, which, again, doesn't get shot down until after it transverses the whole entire United States, it does start to make us wonder, why aren't we being a little bit more forceful, saying, guys, stay out. This is our country. Do we fund China's public schools? I don't think so. And notice we really haven't heard much about what China got from us. The tracking of the balloon. We should know its exact locations. In fact, you know, when people criticize me for saying you wanted it shot down and it would have hurt the people below, I wanted it shot down before it entered Alaska over the water. Why wasn't it shot down then? Or let's give our military the benefit of the doubt, and they missed it, which I sincerely doubt. And they missed it and didn't notice it till it was going over the Alaskan tundra. Well, they could have shot it down over the tundra. Just a little balloon, size of a van. Then it went into Canada. Nothing happened there. And it wasn't until it got over Montana. That's when everybody made a big deal about it. And then we just let it go. All the way past Myrtle Beach, and then we shot it down. Why are we having such a lackadaisical attitude towards China being involved in our economy, being involved in our surveillance, being involved in our schools? So, you know, right now, the Department of Education and Department of Defense officials is being asked to conduct a full audit of all grade and high schools and their funding to determine the extent of foreign funding from hostile adversaries into American schools, produce an analysis showing the access foreign governments have to our schools because of this funding, and institute departmental solutions to halt foreign influence, oversight, or intellectual property theft of our K-12 schools. I mean, if they're studying our children, you know, people say, well, what are they getting out of schools? They're studying our children. These are children that will later be in our military, later be running business sectors, etc. Who knows? I don't know why. And maybe they're being just really nice and giving us money. Why? 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. A suspected serial killer appearing in court this afternoon in Long Island.
Well, the judge is expected to hear from both the defense and prosecution side. Rex Huerman previously pleaded not guilty to charges connected to the murder of three women whose bodies were found in the area of Gilgo Beach more than a decade ago. Authorities argue they have DNA evidence against Huerman and recovered more evidence at his Massapequa Park home. Huerman's lawyer points to his client's lack of a criminal record when arguing that he was not involved.
The U.S. says it isn't encouraging or enabling military strikes outside Ukraine's borders. More high temps in store across the southern U.S. this week, with tens of millions of Americans remaining under heat alerts. Carlos de Oliveira, the property manager of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, making his first appearance in a Miami courtroom yesterday. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you had asked me a while back about these medical credit cards, where if you have a medical procedure, I mean, I've seen them a lot with plastic surgery, and you want to pay for the $20,000 plastic surgery or $10,000 plastic surgery, but you don't have the money. There are medical credit cards that you could use that have pretty high interest, but will pay the provider and then you pay them. It's like a loan. And apparently between 2018 and 2020, Americans used these cards to cover $23 billion in healthcare expenses. Now, they're not just for plastic surgery. People have been apparently using them for other medical issues that their insurance won't cover. But my concern is these cards could have like an APR of 18.99%, some 20.99%. One, Prosper Healthcare Financing, its APR is up to 35.99%. That's kind of expensive. Wells Fargo was 12.99%, but MedCredit up to 5%, so that was the lowest. Prima Health, 24.99% interest. That's kind of a lot. According to a report made by the CFPB, is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the typical medical credit card now comes with an APR worth 26.99%. For general purpose credit cards, it's 16%. Financial firms are partnering with healthcare players to push products that could drive patients deep into debt, according to CFPB Director Rohit Chopra. They are opening a public inquiry to better understand how these practices are affecting patients in our country. The regulator also expressed concern over the use of deferred interest promotions. Such deals offer zero or low interest APRs for a specific period of time, but interest still accrues during this period because you're not paying on it. Now, of course, if you pay the loan off, you know, during the time frame, you don't pay interest. But if you don't pay it off, then the interest is still, you know, accrues. And so they say, let's say a patient undergoes a root canal procedure and a dental crown, and it costs $2,400. They may take out a medical credit card for 6 months, but that has a 6 month promotional period. They may pay $400 each month for 6 months with no interest, but after the 6 months is over, the interest payments are backdated to the purchase date at a rate of 26.99% on average. So you need to read between the lines. Are they saying, look, you don't have to pay the interest, but it gets wiped out, like with the medical school, with the, like the student loans? Or, yeah, you don't have to pay it for the first 6 months, but you still have to pay it on the back end. So, you know, this only helps if you're able to pay the whole thing off during the interest-free period. But most people don't. So, it kills me that we have a system such that we pay a lot of money to insurance, we're paying a lot of money to these cards, and we're still in debt. Our healthcare system is an absolute mess, but it will not work in America having a socialized system that has adequate care because there's just too many people and there's not enough people putting money into the system. Now that we have fewer people working, we have less tax money being paid. And so a socialized healthcare system covering MRIs and CTs and the top cancer treatment is not going to be very realistic. So what do you do? Well, you know, dental is something that we have to work on immediately. Poor dental health leads to poor medical health. And it's expensive to go to a dentist. It's expensive to have dental insurance. And dental insurance doesn't always cover a lot of the expensive things. I had dental insurance, and I still had to pay a few hundred dollars for a guard. And so, we, you know, when medical insurance doesn't cover teeth, many people go without. And then by the time they do go to a dentist, they need a root canal. Or they need an extraction. And it's pretty expensive then. So we need to do a much better job including teeth and dental care. We need hearing aids covered. I know now we can start getting hearing aids over the counter, but why weren't hearing aids covered? So how it works with insurance is if you have an Obamacare plan or if you have somebody saying, look, you need to cover X, Y, and Z, they'll cover X, Y, and Z at the barest minimum, but not a cent more. So many of you have gotten bills for your colonoscopy or you've gotten bills for your mammogram. And you're like, why? Screening tests are covered. The screen might be covered, but you needed a diagnostic test. My gynecologist never orders a screening mammogram. She wants something that's more diagnostic. The screening isn't good enough with my family history of breast cancer. So I don't get the freebie mammogram. Same thing with a colonoscopy. You may get the screening colonoscopy free, the scope going in, but if you have a polyp that needs to be biopsied, it's not a screen anymore. that polyp gets biopsied, which you should have done, but now you pay full price for the colonoscopy. Because technically Obamacare didn't say it also had to cover the extra procedures that could come with it. Many women need breast ultrasounds along with their mammograms for dense breasts. That's not a part of Obamacare on the screen, so they have to pay extra for the ultrasound. So, where we're at right now is we're paying high deductibles for insurance that still might not cover everything we need. Now, many of us are getting free flu shots. That's nice. But that doesn't equate to the thousands of dollars we're spending. So then somebody's going to, with the next election, say, what about writing off medical debt? We discussed writing off student loan debt. What about medical debt? Well, that's a little tricky because I don't know how popular that's going to be. When I had a family member, I was over at his house, and he had all his bills lined out on the table. But he had it in the order of which bills he was going to pay first or try to pay. And, of course, last on the list was the doctor bill. And I go, why is your doctor bill last? I'm not judging, just why. Because usually they're the most forgiving. They may even just write it off. But I need my power. I need the water bill. The medical bill we're going to let ride for a while. Well, when you have somebody that does make the medical bill a priority and pays it off, they're going to be pretty ticked if all of a sudden there's this talk of, okay, we're going to write off people's medical debt. Now, many of us during COVID did have to write off people's medical debt. People weren't working. Medical debt gets written off a lot, but it's a waste, and it's one of the reasons why many doctors have quit and retired. You can't pay your staff if you don't have money coming in. Many of you miss that family doctor, that neighborhood-type doctor, because they didn't have big collection companies and check garnishments like the companies do, the big companies do. Well, the big companies have to pay their big staff. They have to make sure that they have a facility to see you in. And if you're not paying your bill, they're either going to cut you from their medical patient roster or they're going to go after your wages. So it's a mess. Because the average person who is sick and has a lot of bills can't necessarily work to pay it off. So I'm not sure what the answer is, but these medical credit cards, I don't believe is the way to go. If you don't have a regular credit card, these medical credit cards are going to be higher interest and they're going to take advantage. And we have individuals who, their priorities on spending are a little different. I had patients who didn't want to pay their copay, yet I saw them at the nail place getting a $50 nail job. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be.
Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So you can't get into a plane or a helicopter and just randomly take it and fly it without having proof you have a license. Same thing with a car. You can't get into a car and start driving it around if you don't have a license. The same is not for boats. And every time I'm on a lake or out somewhere, I see individuals who don't know what the hell they're doing. And I get kind of nervous. I was on a lake in Sand Hollow Beach. It's a small lake in Utah, beautiful. And we had a jet ski. And we're riding around. And people didn't know the rules. that, who has to yield the right of way. They're zipping back and forth to each other. When I was an ER doc at Lake Havasu, I can't tell you how many injuries we saw from people on jet skis and boats, because just anybody can go out there and do stuff on them. Well, sadly, we had a huge tragedy that happened over the weekend where a mother accidentally killed her daughter on Friday when she ran over the six-year-old with a boat while they were on a lake in Lake Pleasant's Paul's Hideaway. It's a spot 40 miles north of Phoenix, and the young girl was swimming at about 11 a.m. They were in this cove. There were 12 of them, six adults, six children, aboard a wakeboard boat, but nobody seemed to realize that the child was in the water. When the mom put the boat into drive to pull her husband on a wakeboard, she apparently smashed or ran over her daughter. The propeller amputated the daughter's leg. There was poor 911 call reception, so they couldn't necessarily call 911. Right? Because there's not really landlines anymore. Everything is all electronic. And so if you don't have service, you're stuck. People tried to help. Nearby boaters helped load the girl onto the boat, rushed her to shore. They took the girl to a nearby hospital, but she was pronounced deceased. Now, law enforcement is calling this right now a tragic accident. The incident is still under investigation. All occupants were wearing life vests. Nobody appeared to be under the influence of alcohol. And they said all adults aboard appeared to be experienced boaters. The problem is, as an experienced boater would always check the surroundings. You just do. Are we all in? Where is everybody? You have to always be aware of the propeller. And I get, sometimes we're distracted. But this is horrifying, and I mean, that the poor family and the poor girl. But I see this time and time again. People do not know what they're doing. Even if they claim they were experienced, they don't know what they're doing. And maybe it's because there were a lot of people on the boat. Maybe it's because somebody thought somebody was watching somebody else. I don't know. But the kid was in the water swimming around and got killed. We need to be way more careful. I think we have a lot of issues with parents being distracted as we see kids being left in hot cars. Parents forget that the other parent told them to drop the kid off. So as they're driving to work, going their normal way. And I mean, how many times have we done that? We're not leave a kid, but we're driving and we always go a certain place and go, wait a second, I'm not going to work. I'm going over here. Why did I take the same road? And you have to stop and think about it. Well, many people forget that they have something new. They have a child in the back. It's going to be their day to drop off the kid. So sadly, this happened. Now, we have another tragedy. Apparently, a toddler drowned after the parents tethered her to a catamaran when they cooked dinner. I guess a little girl was reportedly strapped to the catamaran while her parents had to cook dinner. Mahina Toki, only 13 months old, they were docked in Musket Cove in Fiji. And the child was strapped into a harness on the deck and watching a movie while the parents were cooking dinner in the galley. The parents could not find her when they returned. Apparently, they think she got loose and ended up overboard. The girl's body was found floating in the sea, and they were unable to revive her. Just tragic. Who would tie a kid to a boat? I don't understand. And maybe this is why I want education revamped. People don't know how to be parents. People don't know all the responsibility it is. And I get a toddler is very time consuming. And many of us, they call it like the terrible twos or the toddler years, because it's not that the kid is terrible. The kid is learning how to walk, learning how to, speak, learning how to do things when they're 1 to 2 years old. And they're become, children and then later adults. It takes time. You have to always watch him. Now, I loved the playpen. Like, if I had to cook, it was difficult, so I'd use a playpen. I'd take the kid in with me to the bathroom. If I had to take a shower, I'd put the kid in the shower, leave the door open so it wasn't too steamy, and have the kid there so I could at least watch the kid. I mean, you know, I would take the kid everywhere. And I get it's tedious at times, but it's just something you have to do. Why couldn't just one person cook dinner and the toddler be with them? And, you know, these kids are smart. Every time there's been an accident with a kid, like them rolling over or falling off a table, it's because the parents didn't know that they had grown or advanced to that. You know, well, we took my four-month-old in, when he was 4 months old, for his vaccines to the doctor, the nurse practitioner, and she had him on the table. And, you know, is he rolling yet? No. Well, apparently his first roll was then, and he rolled off the table. Luckily, he got caught between the table and the wall. He rolled towards the wall, so he got caught in between. But I guess the very first time he rolled at 4 months old just happened to be the doctor's office after the nurse put him on the table. So you have to always expect the unexpected. And we're seeing just too many accidents. And we're seeing a lot of boating accidents and boating injuries because people don't know. They aren't aware. They rent a boat that's not theirs. They're brand new to them. They think, okay, well, we just all pile in, and it's all good. There's safety checks. There's perimeter checks. Anyway, we have some good news. There is a potential cancer breakthrough. This pill works by killing a mutated protein, which cancers use to repair themselves. But what's nice about that is it might leave other cells that aren't cancerous unharmed. The new molecule is codenamed AOH1996, and it targets the proliferating cell nuclear antigen, a protein that cancer needs to be able to survive and grow. But the issue we have with cancer treatment is it seems to affect many of the other healthy cells, causing people to lose hair, anemia, other things. If this can be very, very specific to cancer, we could be really onto something. The drug was tested on 70 different cancer cells in the lab, including those derived from breast, prostate, brain, ovarian, cervical, skin, and lung cancer, effective against all of them. The drug is a culmination of 20 years of research and development by the City of Hope Hospital in Los Angeles. This is huge. Now, we'll see if this is something that we could eventually use. I mean, we would love to be able to fight cancer. I know Biden already thinks we've ended cancer as we know it, but the rest of the scientific community didn't get the memo. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy.
I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.